Just one day at a time.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
I know I'll be able to grow each day by the experiences that I go through. I know I'm going to be able to be more of what God would have me to be if I just put myself totally in his hands and take it one day.
Amen.
One day at a time. I'd like for you to turn your attention again, if you would, to the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. I'm going to be beginning with the 24th verse. Earlier you heard from the 13th chapter, 1 through 9. Now let's go to 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. And at the time of, let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say unto the reapers, gather ye unto the first the tares, and bind them in bundles and burn them, and then gather the wheat into my barns. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Growing for Christ in a field of weeds. Growing for Christ in a field of weeds. You know, as we go through the scriptures, we find in several places that Jesus, in order to make us understand the kingdom, he explains to us things of the world, things that people would understand. He refers to us as sheep, he being the good shepherd. Because you see, those who he was talking to knew all about sheep. They understood that the sheep weren't able to take care of themselves. They don't have much peripheral vision. They can't find stuff they need. They can't even go find water if they want to. Sheep have to have a shepherd. And Jesus is the good shepherd. And so when he talked to those who had known what sheep were, some who were shepherds, in fact, they understood that we who belong to the Lord, we need a shepherd. We need somebody because we can't always see the dangers and we don't recognize what we're getting into. We can't find the blessings on our own. We have to have someone to lead us to the still waters and to the fields where that are filled with the food that we need. We have to have somebody to make us lie down, to have us to rest when we need to have some rest. We need a good shepherd. But there are other parables that he used. He also, we know in the 15th chapter of John, is very familiar to us. We talk about the vine and the branches, recognizing it. And those who listened understood that when he was saying that we're just branches, but he's the vine, that the branches can't survive without the vine. No, beautiful though they may come, and beautiful though the fruit may be on those branches, it wouldn't be there and couldn't be there. If it weren't for the vine. Jesus is the vine, and we're branches. He gave us that parable as well. Here we read about a parable where Jesus gave us two parables that sort of tie together. One he's talking about someone who spread some good seed. It was good seed in both cases, both of these parables. And that first one, and we're talking about the seed, Jesus is really talking about the word. The word is good seed.
Yes, sir.
And somehow, as he talked about that seed, he said some fell in places where it just got blown away or the birds came and ate it. It didn't have any root at all. And he went on and talked about others. He said some fell on stones and some fell in within briar and all kinds of things to keep it from being able to grow as he would have it to grow. That landed on some of the stones, it got a little bit of root, and maybe it seemed excited about what it was hearing. But when the sun came out, when problems occurred, that's what he's saying, when situations came that were bad, it seemed that they didn't really get rooted. Uh-huh. They looked to have grown, but they really weren't what they looked to be. They had not grown. So they're just blown away or eaten by the birds, some of the seed. And there's some that appears to be growing, but it's really not getting any root. And then there's some that's all wrapped up in things that'll keep it from being able to grow. But he said some fell on good ground.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Some fell on good ground. Yes. And that fell on good ground started getting rooted.
Yes.
You know, when I think about this, I think about the fact that we who really love the Lord, no matter how much you grow, somehow you get rooted in the world and you keep reaching deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you love him and you've come to know he's real, but sometimes you open up the scriptures and there's something you see and it fire and you want to dig deeper.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
deeper.
Sir. Yes.
And the deeper you dig into the word, the more you get into the word, the stronger you become in the Lord. Because your roots are there. Stronger roots, growing stronger and stronger. Stronger roots, digging deeper and deeper into the word. Stronger roots, understanding more and more about the love of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what those good seed did.
That's, right. Yeah,
that's what
right.
They reached into the ground and became rooted in the Lord. But you know, Jesus being rooted in the Lord, that's so much of what we need to be as we're Christians. Recognizing who the Lord is. And you know, when you are rooted in the Lord and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, somehow that you become that special plant, if you will. That special plant that's growing for the Lord. Digging deeper and deeper in the word. You know, sometime early in the morning, I'll get up and I hear Barb's downstairs. What's Barb doing? And she's in the kitchen and she's found something and she can't get enough of it. She's got the scripture open and she's reading. And then she goes in and she gets the commentary out of the bookcase.
Uh-huh.
And she's back in the kitchen and she's reading
that's
through
all
it.
Right.
You can't get it. The word, it gets you, and you want to grab a hold to it. And the more you read and the deeper you get, the stronger you become.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the more you know this is real.
Real.
This isn't a fairy tale somebody put together.
Yes,
this is the real thing. And somehow the more I read and the more I dig and the more I look, the more I want to dig. And the more I want to, you know, sometimes you think about it, you look out in the middle of a desert area and you see a cactus and it's green.
Uh-huh. Nowhere.
Wait a minute. Why is that cactus green? Green, it's got to have some water. It's got to have everything. Well, you know what? If you went out and you started digging, you'd find out that somehow that cactus had some root.
That's right.
That was going probably much bigger than what you see on the ground. Root going way down.
Way down.
It went until it found what it needed.
Right.
And once it found it, you know, it keeps digging deeper.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
deeper.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
And deeper. That's the way it is. We somehow you find that we may not look like we're strong in the Lord, but somehow we're rooted way down in the Lord. And the more we learn about
yes,
him, the more we want to dig, the more we want to know about
yes,
him. The
that's
more
right.
We dig, the stronger we get. The more we dig, the more difficult it is for Satan to knock us off of where we are. It's real. That's the way it was with those plants. But you know, as we go further, we find in this scripture that I just read that along with those plants that did grow, the ones that weren't on the rock or weren't blown away or eaten by the birds or those that didn't get all tangled up, there's another problem. He tells us about a man who spread good seed. Just like what we read in verse 1 through 9. And somehow as this seed was growing, the seed that was planted was for wheat. And while it was growing, there was someone who threw some other seed in there, bad seed. I guess you might say that seed that's been planted in Jesus, that's the ones that are going to go stronger for the Lord. Those are planted in Jesus. Somehow Jesus continues to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, and it helps us to grow and become more and more like Jesus. When we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, that's when the Spirit indwells us. And somehow what comes from us and what we grow into are those who have some of the attributes of Jesus, spiritual attributes of Jesus, the kind of love he has, the faithfulness, all those things. Those fruit that are listed are the things that are like Jesus. We want to grow more and more like Jesus. So even though there are some, let's say that wheat is out there growing as it should, and growing and come what God would have it to be. But somebody threw some other seed out there I guess you could say it was some of those other things that are listed on the other side. Not the good fruit, but some of those things that are fruit of the Satan. You know, lust and all. There's some others that are rooted in that. And somehow they're strongly rooted in that. Ray referred to those as the tares. So alongside of the wheat that's growing and looking like they belong to the Lord, there are some tares that are growing. And if you don't look real close, they look like they're growing for the Lord as well. Whole lot of folks who look like they're growing for the Lord. They're not the wheat that's on the Lord's side. No, they're the tares that Satan has planted to grow around you. It seems like a terrible thing. Why didn't the Lord just have the reapers or have somebody just get rid of all the weeds? But he said, no. It sounds like the right thing to do. I believe Brother Joe said one time we ought to get some spiritual weed be gone and get rid of them. But the Lord didn't say that. The Lord said, let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I'll have my reapers to come in. And they'll bind up all of those weeds. They'll bind them up and they'll burn them. And then those fruit, those wheat, the good plants, will gather together into the barn. Somebody said in a song, it's like flowers and weeds. And you burn up the flower, burn up the weeds, you tear them up and pull them up and burn them up. After everything's fully grown, then you tear them up and then you take those flowers. And somebody said to put them together in the master's bouquet. That's who we are. We are growing for the Lord. And as strong as we might be, and as much as the Holy Spirit has helped us to have the attributes of Jesus Christ, as we grow stronger and stronger and stronger, we're going to be surrounded with some folks that are also strong in Satan, who will try to convince you that the way you're going is not the way to go. You know, when Barb was saying this morning when we were about to leave the house, it seems like it's supposed to be spring, and look at all this. It's so terrible. And I said, no. All that rain that we had, even the soft rain we're having this morning, if you look at the yard, look at how the flowers, look how pretty it is. Look how the plants are growing. So those plants, those flowers, those beautiful flowers, they've had to come through some storms. They may have had to come through some cold winter days. They may have had some weeds growing all around them that try to wrap them up and pull them down. They may have situations that look like I cannot make it. But somehow you look out there right now, the grass is beautiful. The flowers are growing strong. Those tulips that we had early on didn't make it. But the ones that did make it, those that are there, have grown strong and are beautiful. My God, how beautiful it is. Look at all it came through. Well, we as Christians can expect to go through some rain. You can expect to go through some storms. You can expect to go through some situations that might try to tear you down. But you're in the master's bouquet. You're the flowers that Jesus is looking forward to growing and growing stronger and stronger, growing more and more beautiful in the Lord. Somehow those flowers that have come through the storm, come through those cold days and cold nights, some, if you look at them right now, I don't see how they could be more beautiful. I suppose if I look around, I can see that many of us who are here or have come through some storms and some rain. Look how beautiful you are now. Somehow, if anybody were to look at you, they can see that the Lord must love you. Look at the way he's wrapped his arms around you. Look at the way he's giving you a smile that makes you know, I'm on the Lord's side, growing in the Lord, growing stronger for the Lord, becoming more of what the Lord would have you to be. You got to do it in the storms. You got to do it in the difficult range. You got to do it no matter what the situation around you might be. And you've got to do it even though there are weeds all around you. Weeds all around you. Somehow there are weeds that are going to convince you ought to be going the wrong way. There are weeds that are going to say the word doesn't mean what it used to mean. No, there are weeds that are going to say it's all right to live the way you want to live. And somehow we need to have some freedom to walk the way we want to walk and go where we want to go and do what we want to do. Get behind me, weeds. I'm going to be on the Lord's side. I'm going to grow and grow for the Lord. Expect some weeds in your garden. Expect some weeds in your life. Expect some storms in your life, but you need to keep growing for the Lord. Expect some situations that would normally pull you down, but if you've rooted in the Lord, you can stand strong for the Lord, grow for the Lord, and become what He would have you to be. I'm not worried about the weeds. I know they're going to be there. As a matter of fact, I kind of hope that maybe, rather than thinking the weeds going to wrap me up and carry me the wrong way, I'm going to reach out and hold on to the weed and see if I can't have him to move in the direction of the Lord. Having to be uprooted from Satan's stairs, to pull uprooted from all that's wrong. I want to be a flower. I want to grow in the garden. I want to be what the Lord would have me to be. I want the Lord to look on me and consider me beautiful. Yeah. We'll go around and we'll find a whole lot of flowers. But all aren't really flowers. Some, I talk about this often, something that may look beautiful in the garden may be something you really need to get out of there. When I was real young, and I told this story to Aubrey, I'm saying, don't tell that one again. I was real young. I went to a school where, not too far from, well, if you don't know the area, you don't need to know where the school was. But it was in walking distance of my house. And in walking from that school to my house, on a nice day, I could look around and see these little yellow things blooming on the side of the road. And I was thinking, my mother, I love mother. I think I'll take some of these to her. Mm-hmm. And I go and I pull them. See, I'm just letting you know I don't know the difference between a weed and a flower. Because when I got all those dandelions at home, my mother put them in the glass just long enough for me to see them in the glass, and then I don't know what she did with them. But see, I say that about that, but I can say this also. You don't know. And I don't know who the weeds are. We know out there there are some weeds. Thank God from Zion. I know there are weeds here too. We don't recognize. We can't say who the weeds are. That's why the Lord wanted, let the weeds grow together with the flowers. We don't put somebody out of church because they look like a weed. We don't put somebody out because they're not strong. They can't quote scripture. Or we don't put somebody out because, well, they don't pray well. No, we know they're going to continue to grow and grow and grow. I don't know a weed. Well, I don't know weeds for sure. I don't know weeds, but what I do know is I know that I'm going to be living among those who try to pull me away from the will of God. I know that I, who am rooted in the Lord and in the Word, need to live around folks who are rooted in Satan and all of the things that he stands for. We need to appreciate the fact that we need to try, believe it or not, to help those weeds. Mm-hmm. Don't ignore them, weeds. Don't pull them up. I believe the reason that the wheat and the tares are going to grow together is because somehow there's an opportunity for those of us who are flowers to encourage those which are not strong flowers now, those in the garden, to be uprooted from Satan and rooted in Jesus. Uprooted from the evil one and rooted into Jesus Christ. Let both grow together until the harvest. Recognize that the weeds are going to try to pull you away from the Lord, but be strong enough in the Lord, rooted strong enough in the Lord to be able to grab a hold of the weeds and pull him toward the Lord. Let both grow together. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I'll have the reapers to come in and to burn the weeds and then to gather the master's bouquet. That's where I want to be. I want to be wrapped up with some flowers in the master's bouquet. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, for making us realize as we go through this life, we're going to have to face some storms and some difficult situations. But somehow, if we're rooted in Jesus, if we're really rooted, Father, the more we're rooted, the stronger our relationship grows. the stronger our root system becomes. The stronger we become as a Christian and more of what the Lord would have us to be. The more that Holy Spirit helps us to bring forth those special, beautiful fruit that make us more like Jesus. Oh, what a beautiful vision to just see that growth of a Christian who's strong in the Lord, rooted in the Lord, and bringing forth the beautiful fruit. Thank you, Father, for letting us know that if we just hold on and hold tight, you can make us into what you would have us to be. We recognize that there are weeds, but Father, some who appear to be weeds just need to have somebody to reach out and grab a hold of them, to pull them along, to maybe uproot them from Satan's power, to uproot them from the things that are keeping them from being what God would have them to be, and to pull them into your household, into your love, into your rooting system that will cause them to grow stronger in the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you that we know the storms are going to occur. We thank you, Father, for letting us know there are weeds that are going to try to pull us away from you. But remind us that all we need to do is to continue to hold on. Continue to dig deeper into the Word as we become stronger and stronger in you. Bless us, strengthen us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. So good to know how much the Lord loves all of us. He cares so much about us. The word is for all of us that we might dig and become stronger and stronger in Him. But many of us are like those stony areas or those dry areas that have not received that seed. When the seed comes and falls on you, your heart needs to be such that it'll allow it to grow and become what the Lord would have you to become. Somebody here has heard the word, and they haven't really allowed it to dig deep. They believe, and they recognize that the word is real. But somehow you just need to stop and just meditate on what you've heard. Meditate on what you've read about the Lord. Meditate about the testimony that you've heard. Meditate about the things the Lord has done in your life. And realize that you need to be rooted in Him. Well rooted in Him. Some are just barely rooted. But I recommend that you realize that I need the Lord. I need more of the Word. I need more of a relationship with the God of the universe. He's waiting for that, to have that relationship. He's waiting to help you to become more and more rooted in Him. He's waiting to have the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit to fill you so that you'll understand it better and you'll be able to grow closer and closer. Your relationship will grow stronger and stronger. When you say yes to the Lord, the Holy Spirit falls upon you and starts to fill you up with an understanding of who He is. Understanding more and more and giving you more of a thirst and more of a desire to know even more about it. Somebody standing on the edge, haven't said yes to the Lord yet. Haven't said yes, I'm going to give the Lord an opportunity to work and to move in my life. Is that you? Somebody who knows and has come to realize there's something real about this. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a story. The God of the universe is the God of the universe. And Jesus Christ is His Son who came to die to give you the opportunity I'm talking about right now. An opportunity to accept Him and to accept salvation. He's waiting for you. He's been waiting for you all of your life. Waiting for you to become rooted in Him. Waiting for you to recognize who He is. Recognizing that you need to give Him the opportunity to take you where He will have you to go. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to the Lord? Somebody who wants to become a part of this church? Is there someone who wants to say yes to Jesus? My Lord. My Lord. Or maybe now, let me not forget, there may be somebody who's already said yes to the Lord. Somebody who realizes that there's work to be done here. There's growth that they can have here in this place. That they can become more and more rooted. They can become stronger in this place. And even though they may have a place somewhere else where they gave themselves to the Lord, they may find that the Lord is letting them know that He has some work here for them. If that's you and you feel like you want to become a part of this household, you want to help us here to grow more of what God would have us to be. Help us to grow stronger and stronger in the relationship that we have with the church and the relationship that we have with this community to bring them closer to the Lord. If you want to be a part of that, if you want to become a part of this household, why don't you come on? He's waiting for you. He's not looking for you. He knows where you are. He's just waiting for you. Not waiting for you to get yourself right. He already knows how right you are, how wrong you are. He wants you just as you are. He wants you to come close enough to him that he can embrace you and make you into what he would have you to be. God bless you all. God bless you.